Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word, International Ministries. I am so grateful and so blessed to be able, praise God, to come before you tonight and just give God the praise and the glory and the honor and just thank him, praise God, for where he has brought us from. And especially what he has brought me from. I cannot give him enough thanks, but I say, Father, I thank you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you because you are worthy to be praised. I pray, praise God, that you had a blessed day today, and I pray, praise God, that during the time that you were being blessed, that you were able to look up and tell God thank you, because he is worthy of every praise, praise God. He should not be, praise God, be deprived of any praise, because he is the true and the living God. I tell you, praise the Lord, God has been so awesome. He has been so on time. He has been such a provider. He's been such a lover. He's been such a, praise God, giver. He's been such a, praise God, filled with patience. Because, praise God, I want to let you know, the Lord loves us. He loves each and every one of us. But he just cannot deal with the sins that we commit, because he has no dealing with uncleanness or sin. And I tell you, praise God, what a God to be connected to. I tell you, praise God, he's an awesome God. Awesome God, awesome God. And there's not one like him nowhere that I can bow to. Praise God, I will not bow my knees to another, because he's the only true and living God. I pray, praise the Lord, that you under the sound of my voice, that it was not known as a child of God, has been adopted into the family of God. I tell you, praise God, when you get tired of sinning and get tired of being tired and tired, praise God, of living the life that you live in that profit nothing, praise God, that yield you nothing, praise God, but a further, praise God, further depth into sin, or that a further, praise God, invitation into hell, you will realize that there is a way out. And that's the important thing, that you have a way out because of God's mercy and his grace. He's not a God, praise God, that do not give chances. He continues to give chances, praise God, to you, praise God, because you are a free will, you are a free will agent. You choose whom you will serve. Will he be God or will he be mammon? But you can't serve them both. You have to make a choice. And tonight, praise God, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, and I thank you for your kindness. I thank you, praise God, for your greatness. I thank you for your protection. I thank you, praise God, for the provision that you provide daily. Father, you give us daily bread, not old bread, but daily bread. Father God, you deliver to us, praise God, fresh mercies every morning. And God, thank you, God. I praise you and I thank you for the mercy that you deliver, God. You deliver, praise God, right on time. And Father, thank you for your mercy. And God, I thank you for forgiveness of our sins and our shortcomings and our iniquities. Oh, Father God, as I bring before you tonight all of my sins and my iniquities, Father, asking that you forgive me, Father God, for every wrongdoing. Father God, I repent. I repent, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, thank you, Lord, for allowing me, praise God, to cast my cares upon you, my sins, praise God, and you take them and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. Father, thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? God, I thank you, and I do give you praise. I give you honor. Asking you, Lord, that you would allow, praise God, salvation to visit my loved ones and become, praise God, connected with them. Father God, that they would change their hardened heart to a stony heart, to, praise God, a heart, praise God, that will receive your words, praise God, that they may have eternal life. And praise God, they may receive eternal life. Father God, touch each and every one, praise God, on my loved ones that are unsaved. Save them for to the utmost. Yes, Jesus, you can. Ah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Save them to the utmost, God. Father God, turn them around. Let them not, praise God, continue, praise God, heading, praise God, in the wrong direction. But save my children. Save my loved ones. I thank you for saving them, God. I thank you for saving them, praise God. Pulling them out the muck and the marrow clay. Father God, I thank you. You are an awesome God. Now, Father, as we go into the word tonight, asking, Father God, that you would allow your word to go forth and accomplish that in which it has been sent. In the name of Jesus, let it touch some unsaved soul. Remove, pray God, some stain. Uplift, pray God, someone. Praise God, direct someone. Praise God, save someone. In the name of Jesus. And I do give you praise, and I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, I do ask this. Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to talk to you, praise God, about a brief little subject, praise the Lord. And we're not going to stand, praise God, and not, praise God, take the time for granted, because time, praise God, is moving forward. And tonight, praise God, I would like to talk to you about, praise God, something, praise God, that we all have been graced with. We have been graced with it, praise God. And I would like to talk to you tonight about God's marvelous grace, his marvelous grace. Now, we have to understand, praise God, by grace, praise God, grace has been extended to each and every one of us. If you go under the sound of my voice, grace has been extended to you. And regarding God's marvelous grace, the Apostle Paul declared in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. Are you listening to me? To all men. Let me say that again. Regarding God's marvelous grace, the Apostle Paul declared in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. It brings salvation. The grace of God does. It brings it. Salvation that appeared to all men. Grace is often defined as unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Or maybe you might say a free gift. It has more specific application to the gift of salvation which God gives to men. It can have what you may call, praise God, a generic application to the other areas of our lives. God's gift, talking about grace here now, God's gift to make the sun to shine, the rain to fall, the seasons to change, providing your food, praise God. In Matthew 5:45, let us compensate of God's gift of salvation for just a little bit, not too much of your time, because sometimes, praise God, we start talking about certain things, people get anxious in it, but you must listen to this. God's gift of salvation is something we need to talk about just for a few minutes. Any gift that is offered and received has four elements. Any gift. And each of these is biblically important. Biblically important. There must be a gift. The gift in which you are interested in is that of salvation. And David wrote it. He said, have mercy upon me, O Lord. O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. In Psalm 51:1, the word says, Paul said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. See, you have no excuse, because the grace of God has appeared to all men. It's up to you to accept it. In Titus 2:11, God's grace brings salvation, which is manifested in high in two ways. It is manifested salvation from past sins. Jesus stated Now, stay with me now. Jesus stated, He stated that he that believeth and, so you have to believe. You got to believe God for the words. You got to believe God. You can't, praise God, believe. And see, one thing about salvation, that salvation is not something that we can play around with, because salvation is life. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. Now, so you see, praise God, in this statement, the Lord refers to salvation from one's past sins. Your past sins. The Lord referred to your salvation. Salvation is in heaven or eternal life. Peter wrote it, praise the Lord, to the Christians about receiving the end of your youth, your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1:9, our salvation comes by means of the blood of Jesus, that Christ shed it in his death on the cross. We're talking about grace here tonight. This is not something, praise God, you can go pick it up at Walmart. Come on now. This is something, praise God, that is truly, praise God, is truly, praise God, a gift from God. But we see Jesus, who made it a little lower. He was made a little lower than the angels of heaven. He was made a little lower. He lowered himself lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death. Ah, Jesus. For every man, he did it. He died. He bled for every man, not just for some color, some that's higher, some poor, some rich, praise God, some tall, some skinny, some black, some white. He did it for every man. He put himself and made himself a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For every man. Now, could you tell me, you know anybody in your family member that has did this for you? Maybe somebody that's close to you. Maybe your homeboy or your buddy. Or maybe, you know, your running partner. Did they ever do this for you? He said he was made glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. In Hebrews 2:9, Romans 5:9-10, Ephesians 1:7, and 1 John 1:7. You see, there must be a giver. There must be a giver. A giver. You see, now think about when the Lord said this, the word said this, because the Bible says that the Lord loves the cheerful giver. If there is a gift, there must be a giver. And grace is the Bible term for that which God, the giver, gave through Jesus Christ. God is the source of our salvation. Now, wait a minute now, because you can't get salvation by your works. It doesn't matter what you work, how hard you work, what you did to get the work, how long it took you to do the work. All you need to know, your grace is not, praise God, it's what you do, it's what God has given for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God gave through Christ Jesus. It's a source of for salvation, for our salvation, and for this reason. Grace of God, not grace of man. It is, you know, sometimes, praise God, you have to wonder. We know, I may realize when the Lord speaks about something more than one time, it is settled. And there comes time, praise God, that we found, praise God, in reading and doing this and pulling this together, the word together, it is, the grace is found 24 times in the New Testament. Paul exuberated this. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Without a gift, there is a gift. If there is no giver, then what's the gift for? In 2 Corinthians 9:15, there is no other source of salvation. Therefore, we cannot save ourselves, people. This is why when you hear people tell you, you are God, you're your own God. The devil hoodwinked you. Don't even allow it. Because you can't save you. You can't forgive your sins. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. So therefore, we cannot save ourselves. Neither by good works. So all this that you're doing, talking about how faithful you're doing in the church and all this, that's not going to save you. How much money you give is not going to save you. How you sing is not going to save you. Hey, God. My God is not going to save you. Yeah, works does not save you. You're not saved by good works or by your moral behavior. We must have God's grace to be saved. You can't buy this. Nobody can give it to you. It comes directly from God. But there must be a receiver. You see, praise God, God don't just give us something, praise God, and let it go to ruins. It is so precious, praise God, that when he gives it out, it works. It works, people. Hey, God. Now, there is a third thing that's necessary to the components of a gift. That is to be an acceptor or be acceptable. It is a receiver. Mankind is the recipient of the marvelous grace of God. God has done for man what man could not do for himself. Uh-oh, there it goes. Now it kills, praise God, this little saying, you are God's. God has done for man what man could not do for himself on his own. Man could not find the right way. Oh, so now what that did, that go to little theory out the window. You're God's. You can do nothing on your own. It is by the grace of God. Man could not do nothing for himself on his own. Man could not find the right way. In Proverbs 14 and 12, Isaiah 53 and 6, Jeremiah 10 and 23, a human being, when he reaches a time in his life where he can discern right and wrong, Isaiah says, 7 chapter 15 verse, commit sin. See, when you can't find your way, the first thing you do is sin. You was born shaped in iniquity in sin that your mother did conceive you. So you was born in sin, wrong. In Romans 3 and 23, Galatians 3 and 22, and thus deserves death. See, sin brings death. In Romans 6, 23, James 1 and 15, man could not and cannot devise a way to save himself or earn his salvation. Now listen to that, people. So it does not matter what you do physically in the body, you cannot, never will, never did, save yourself. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. Thank you. A human being, when he reaches a time in his life where he can discern right and wrong, what? Man could not and cannot devise a way to save himself or earn his salvation, as Paul clearly states in 2 Timothy 1-9, who God has saved. Who has saved us? God has saved us and called us with a holy call. He calls us with a holy calling, not according to our works. So if you're working yourself all these years and ain't did nothing, you ain't did nothing. It don't do nothing. It ain't did nothing for you. Take that and turn it around and do the work for God. The holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Jesus Christ Jesus before the world began. He did it before the world began. In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, he also indicated that man cannot earn, listen to me, please, Many people say, well, I've been doing this in the church for all these years. You've just been working for nothing. You've been working for the man, but you have not been working for God. He said it in Ephesians 2:8-9. He also indicated that man cannot earn his salvation. Man must rely upon God and his grace to be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not that of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you go, yeah, child, I've been doing this right here, honey, in the church for all these years. Child, you're just working for nothing. Oh, my God, if at the time you have thrown away. The giver must impose condition. The giver must impose condition related to the conception of the gift. This is not a necessity. The giver must give a gift without any condition. To impose or not to impose, condition is entirely at the discretion of the giver. Whether or not the giver imposed condition relating to his gift, it is no less a gift and unmerited. Unmerited in either case. God has placed conditions upon our reception of his gift. Of his gift. He has placed conditions upon it. He has given his gift is of salvation. God says that upon hearing his word, we must believe. That's the condition. When you hear the word of God, believe the word of God. That's why you say, if you can confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Believe in Jesus as his son. You see, many times, praise God, we need to pray, God, not believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. You see, many didn't enter in, praise God, into the new crossing, praise God, when they was coming out of Pharaoh's bond because of their unbelief. They didn't enter into heaven because of their unbelief. And sometimes we need to pray, God, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief in Jesus Christ as his son. In John 8:24, John 14:1, Romans 10:17. When we believe, we must, what? Upon that belief, repent, every one of us, or we all will likewise perish. Hey, Jesus. Yes. He said, repent of our sins. In Luke 13:3. Luke 24:46-7, Acts 17:30. A faith not worth confessing is not worth processing. Thus we must confess our faith in Jesus as God's Son. In Romans 10:10. In Romans 10:10. Acts 8:37. Then we must be what? Baptized, immersed in the water of the forgiveness of our sins. In Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, while baptism save us from our past sins, 1 Peter 3:21, we must too be eternally saved in heaven, live faithfully unto death. See, the immersion of the water is an act, praise God, that you have adhered to what the word of God has said for you to do. In Matthew 10:22, 1 Corinthians 15:58, I want you to write these scriptures down because you can go back and read this and get the understanding, praise the Lord, that you cannot be saved by your works. You cannot be saved by your singing. You cannot be saved by you on this organization, the mother board and the deacons board and all these boards and this and that. And that's all you come for is to serve on these, praise God, these positions. You need to know, praise God, that your salvation in Jesus Christ is real and it stands. It is not based on the works that you do. It is based, praise God, on the grace of God and the blood that he shedded on Calvary's cross. You see, you can't get into heaven by working your way in, but you must get in through, praise God, the grace of God. You were saved by grace. Not of your works. Least any man should boast. I was the one helped build this. Okay, so you did, and what? Is it connected to your salvation? No, sir, no, ma'am. Only by the grace of God. We must, praise God, believe, and we must, upon that belief, repent of our sins. Doesn't matter who it is, woman, boy, girl, mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, grandmama, granddaddy. Anybody has ever come through, praise God, must do this before we could be able to stand and be, praise God, connected with the true and the living God. We can do it no other way, my people. You must come through the door. You try to come in any other way, you are a thief and a robber. And we must live faithfully unto death. God's marvelous grace is available to all men, anywhere and everywhere. Hey, Jesus. Aha. Yes, yes, Jesus. In Titus 2:11. However, only those who meet the condition, listen to me, not cleaning in the church, frying chicken, serving dinners, working on the usher bowl, those are your fleshly works. They do nothing. Just people just see you do it. We're singing in the choir. Those are what you call, those are fleshly works. The Bible says, he that worship me must do it in spirit and in truth. God's marvelous grace is available to every and all men. In Titus 2:11. But however, only those who meet the condition which God has attached to his gift will receive precious gift of all. And that gift of all is the blood that he shedded on Calvary's cross. Yes, the grace that he gives, praise God, it is what you may call unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. The giver has a condition, and he was and is the giver. His condition is live holy, for I am holy. I am a holy God. I despise sin, and I hate a liar. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. So quit boasting in you. Not you got so much position. Now, praise God, you see people are fighting in the church because they're realizing now, praise God, the little gift, that they, the little position they have has no strength to it. It has no merit. It has no merit. Yes, they're fighting in the church. They're even fighting at choir, at choir rehearsals. People pulling guns on people in choir rehearsals. They get to fighting in the choir, in the church, in the when you may call the church, what you would call the church. It is a sanctuary where you gather, but the church, my friend, is you. You are God's church. You are the church. That's right. Because he said, when I come back, I'm coming back for a church, you. You're not coming for the building you're fighting in. Or you do being disrespectful. He's coming back for the church, which is you, your spirit man. He said, I'm coming back for a church without spots, wrinkles, or blemish. That is your spirit. So while you serve him in the spirit, not in the flesh. Man could not and cannot devise a way to save himself or to earn his salvation. You can't do it. Only the salvation that you receive is from God. The blood he shedded is his unmerited favor for you to receive salvation. I pray, praise God, that you have praise God, understanding. I pray that you wrote the scriptures down. Go back and read the scriptures, my friend. It's not about, praise God, running back and yelling and screaming. The Bible said, and I taught them, saying, it's time, praise God, to get the understanding. The word of God declared, out of all you're getting, you must get understanding. I pray, praise God, that the word came forth. I pray that some sinner, praise God, repent and turn and give themselves unto the Lord. Return, 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 and repent, that you may receive eternal life. You do not get to heaven by your works, but only through grace. Neither is not of your works, neither any man should boast. It is the grace of God. I pray, praise God, that you are blessed. And I pray, praise God, that you, praise God, are here to the word tonight. And praise God, I pray, praise God, that you will go back and go through the scriptures, get an understanding, and ask God to open your understanding that you might receive the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I pray for you tonight. You be blessed until, praise God, tomorrow, 11 to 11:30. Let the Lord touch you. Let the Lord change you. For you will be glad that you did. Be blessed.